Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Dracarys, bitches, welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. What the fuck? I'm here with Taylor Strucker in Washington, D.C., backstage in our green room where it's actually painted green.
Beau's here.
Beau's here. Emily's here.
Gare Bear's here.
I got the whole team. We got Rebecca on sound and lights. You know, I got like everyone in here right now. It's honestly kind of embarrassing to be doing a podcast in front of other people. Like, sit down, Rebecca.
Irony, because you're about to go on stage.
I'm about to actually go on stage for my third live podcast in 2 hours.
Yes.
Dos horas. I don't know. Horas? Dos horas.
Dos horas.
I made that up. Mm-hmm. What the fuck are we doing? What's happening? How did we trick people into coming to a live podcast? I don't understand. I keep looking at the stage and I'm like, you guys.
What? Like what?
I'm not Mariah Carey. I'm not.
You are.
I am.
We walked into the hotel today and I was like, oh shit, you're a fucking star. Every hotel. Okay, so we're on this podcast tour. It's like we're almost at the last show of the first leg.
So we're doing, I think, 24 venues.
Is that how many am? 24 venues? Yeah. Is that how many shows? 24?
Damn. 24 shows. We're doing like legs that are like 4 to 5 shows each time. Instead of going 24 days straight, we're breaking it up so that I don't have a nervous breakdown and check myself into Promises or something.
I don't know how people go on tour. For real though.
I want to talk about what tour life is like. So what are you going
to
say?
I was going to say, how long do you think you could actually go before you would start to like crack? Because I've seen some of like our friends and like acquaintances out on their tours and the way I've like watched them break it up. Heather McMahon just came off of like, I think it was a 10 show tour.
Straight.
Her Instagram, she was like, I am delirious. I am a chicken finger and like I'm drunk.
Yeah. Well, I have been drinking a lot, but I haven't gotten drunk yet because I'm exerting so much energy the whole time that it's like, it's bizarre.
Adrenaline cuts drunkenness. We've
so I guess this is a diet move.
Okay? I think so.
So if you want to continue, if you want to like be responsible with your diet, but still be alcoholic-y, I think what you need to do is just make sure you're constantly moving around and doing shit, talking, walking around, cleaning. I don't know. Like
packing,
what you
pack and unpacking, packing,
packing and unpacking. Yeah. Let's go over what this is really like. Because I remember before we went on this tour, when we were preparing for it, we all had our strengths and weaknesses on this tour. Yes. Taylor, you have been a godsend. Like
please.
You literally know. You know comedy. Not that this is stand-up comedy at all. And I keep having to remind myself that so I don't get nervous.
It's not, but honey bun. You are a stand-up comedian.
No, I don't like
okay,
hearing
fine.
That.
I won't say
just
that.
Just don't
you're,
say it.
How about this? You're really fucking funny on stage.
But you helped make the podcast what it was. Like, what about this segment? Or what if you say this? What if you go into this topic here? You were able to write the story, help me write the story of what this live podcast is. And I could never have done this without you. So hallelujah for you.
Hallelujah for you.
No.
Thank you for being so famous and talented so that we all get to go on this fucking podcast tour and stay in the nicest hotels in America.
You're a weirdo. But like I said, we all had our strengths and weaknesses. That was Taylor's strength, helping me do this shit. And my strength was, I've been on a book tour, so I know exactly what to expect from touring.
Bo and I did not.
Y'all did not. No.
Packing is number one.
Well, packing is number one.
Ugh.
You get on a plane. You land. You get in a car. You go to your hotel. You don't even get to unpack. You hopefully get to maybe order some room service or something, but sometimes you don't have time.
Nope.
Then you have to glam yourself, whether you're doing it yourself.
Yep.
Deja vu, which means I'm at the right place at the right time. I just got deja vu.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good vibes for tonight's show.
I'm on the right track in life. So whether you're glamming yourself or you have someone coming to do your hair or makeup, either way, you have to set aside that time. Then after glam, you immediately get dressed. Then you leave, go to the venue, then do meet and greets, then have like an hour and a half break
sometimes
to shit your pants too in the green room.
Yeah, that the anxiety buildup, the
yes,
waiting.
Yes, it is, because you're waiting in the green room for an hour and a half.
So I know that there's a lot of waiting in television, right?
Yes. Yes,
right? So that's something that I
even
don't think
with Vanderpump
really
Rules, even if it's reality TV. And
yep.
Vanderpump Rules is the most reality show you could have. It is so truthful. It's so real. But there is waiting around because, I'm sorry, but they have to get the cameras and lighting set up.
Yeah, of course.
Like everything needs to be, we have to get mic'd. We have to do all that. That doesn't mean it's any less real life.
No.
It's just they have to get that set up.
It's production.
So it's production. So we get there and we wait around for a really long time. And we're like, and there have been so many times that I have texted my producers. I'm like, why the fuck did you give me the same call time as everyone else? You know I'm the only one that's ever on time. Everyone else is always late. Give me a later call time. And now, a lot of the times, I get the latest call time, and I'm still there before everyone else.
That's crazy.
No, for real.
Shit.
That's some insight right there.
Wait,
to Vanderpump Rules.
Who's the latest?
I'm just trying not to get in trouble.
I mean, that's not like storyline. That's, I mean, Emily?
I mean,
answer, don't answer.
I'm going to be honest. Kristen is notorious for being late. There have been so many scenes. I think she's admitted this. I don't think that I'm like outing her with this. There have been times where I'm like, my call, like her scene is at her part. The scene is at her apartment.
Her apartment.
And I get there on time, which means that the crew already had an earlier call time there, you know, to set up. So when I get there, it should be put my mic on and let me walk in and film.
She lives there.
And I have waited around for sometimes over an hour because I walk in and I'm like, she just got out of the shower. She just got out of the shower. That means blow dry hair. Wave your hair. Spray your hair with texturizing spray. Put on your foundation, your bronzer, sometimes false eyelashes. Then pick an outfit.
Oh, forget it.
Then get your shit together so that you can actually deliver and like have a scene and talk.
Oh, my God.
So I have waited around a lot. I mean, but it's not just Kristen. It's a lot of people. But I am.
Well, you're insanely prompt. Even on the way here tonight, you're worried about being late. And I said to you, Stassi, you're the star. Stars are notoriously late. Like, that's like, remember, like, even concerts. I mean, Britney Spears didn't even show up to a concert I went to.
No, I'm never going to be about that life. I left.
Well, that's good. Don't not show up.
I went to Las Vegas with Rachel O'Brien to see Enrique Iglesias and waited there for an hour and 45 minutes until I said, you know what? I know I took JetSuite to get here. Okay? That's not a normal flight. So that's like a $500 flight, sometimes more, because it's like a private jet that you go on. Anyone can go on it. It's a more expensive ticket. It's easy. It's
well,
out of Burbank.
First class is like kind of that, right?
But going to LAX is
a bitch.
It's a bitch. So I'm like, I went on JetSuite to get here to see Enrique. I've been sitting here for an hour and 45 minutes.
That's
he's still not on stage.
Crazy.
Fuck this. I'm over it. We left. Come to find out, some other people that we were with and a lot of other people told us he was busy watching a fight match.
No.
And he was like, I'm not going to miss the match. And so that's why he was almost 2 hours late, because it was like right after we left that he actually got on stage. And I'm like, Enrique, you're dead to me, but I will still listen to Bailamos. I mean, it's a great song.
Way to take a stand, Stassi.
Bailamos is a great song, but it infuriated me. Okay, y'all, I fell into a deep depression this summer when I binge-watched Downton Abbey in a matter of a month, and I realized that there was nothing left, and it felt like there was nothing left in my life. Like, I don't think you understand. I really thought about getting on Prozac. I loved Downton Abbey that much. And I was given a gift. Downton Abbey, the movie. Yes, you're right. I saw it, and it's
freaking fantastic. And I can't wait to get it on iTunes because I'm going to watch it over and over and over again because now I'm having Downton Abbey withdrawals again. It was the best. Let me just say, the beloved Crawleys and their staff, seeing them again, and the King and Queen of England come. It's the biggest event in Downton history, and it unleashes scandal and romance and intrigue that will leave the future of Downton hanging in the balance. Yep, the worldwide phenomenon Downton Abbey is now a grand motion picture event, and it was everything that I wanted it to be, and I really need everyone to go see it because I need people to talk about it with. It's in theaters now, so like, go. Like now.
Being on time is just so fucking important.
Well, you know, I'm not great at being on time. And this is like something in our friendship, like you've waited for me at lunches a lot, like in the beginning of our friendship, especially. I think I've gotten a little
like
bit
you're,
better.
I feel like you're on time for me.
I'm like New York City late. Like I'm like 10, 15 minutes late. I'm not like half an hour.
I get that though, because it's like subways, cabs. You never know when actually like how long something's going to take. That's
I know, but you always beat me. It gives me such mucho anxiety.
Because I plan ahead.
I know you're so good.
I'm like, you never know when there's going to be traffic. So I plan ahead. And if I get there early, then I just have a drink at the bar.
I know,
something.
But also you're like, you're gonna get mad that I say this, but like you're fucking really famous. So I feel guilty leaving you alone at a restaurant by yourself because I feel like you're gonna get bombarded. And then I feel guilty. So that's why I have such panic, like getting to you on time.
I want you to have panic about getting to
guess
me
what?
On time.
You want people to be scared of you? When it comes to being late, I am terrified.
Yes, I felt bad. There were people who paid for like VIP tickets to do a meet and greet with me yesterday.
Yep.
And they were late and missed it.
Yep.
And like Gary, our tour producer, came into our green room and was like, listen, they were late. Do you want to go out and say something? And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to still go out and meet and greet them. And I'm still going to take a photo and like have a moment with them, but I'm going to let them know the lateness was unacceptable. And I walked out there and I was like, you guys were freaking late. Are you kidding? Is your battery charge 3%?
That's what I was going to say.
What's wrong with you guys? But I mean, I still like, I had to give them a hard time, but like, whatever.
For me, that's been the biggest fear is like, because I'm an early morning person because of the radio show. So I'd like the oversleeping, knock on wood, like I don't really oversleep.
No.
But I am like a last minute in the morning person. Like I am always down to like the minute, but I'm on time to the minute. But I gave Stassi quite the fright.
Yes.
In Boston.
A fright is a way that I describe it.
You gave me such a fright.
Because we woke up the next morning. We were like, okay, we have a plane to catch to get to Philadelphia. We all have to be out of the hotel, like down at the hotel. I think it was 9.
In the lobby at 9.
At 9.
That's early. Especially when you're up till, what, 1:30 singing the theme song to Vanderpump Rules?
Yes. It's not my fault. Get your shit together. And me, Emily, and Beau were having our breakfast. I'd called you a bunch of times, texted you.
On my cell phone.
No one was hearing. What do you mean on your cell phone? Like I was calling your home line?
I bring it everywhere with me. No, I mean like the hotel because M called me on the hotel and then I heard it.
Because we were scared. We were like, she's not answering anything. And this is not like Taylor. She has a morning show. She goes out till sometimes if she has to.
Yeah.
Fucking 2 in the morning.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And then still makes it work and wakes
drunk,
up at like 6
yeah,
a.m.
Exactly.
So I'm like, there's no way that she is not awake right now. And you were still giving me fright and it was freaking me out. And turns out you were just ignoring your stupid phone.
That's also something I'm working on this tour. This tour is very, this tour is progressive. I feel like I'm becoming a better person on this tour.
Thank you. It's my charity work for 2019.
So I'm worried about the timing stuff, but I think I'm going to get better at that as time goes on. I really need to get my packing in check. So I'm not a bag checker. I'm going to become one because I'm waiting for your damn luggage anyway. So why am I fucking schlepping a carry-on and trying to stuff everything in there? My luggage, guys, is like a fucking puzzle. It's like if one piece is off. Well, actually, it's like Jenga. It'll all crumble.
Yeah.
I can't, like, 1 centimeter off, I can't close my suitcase.
I think it's more like a puzzle. It's like then the thing doesn't fit. That one piece doesn't fit if it's not perfectly mixed together.
It's
not like Jenga. Nothing's coming crashing down.
It feels like it in my hotel room every single night at 3 a.m. when I'm up packing and I'm like, how did I fit all of this in? And every single time I have to open my luggage, I'm like, no, because I'm
like,
it
sucks. And now I'm learning even better because I have 2 giant checked bags and I'm like, I am wearing 10% of the shit that I brought.
Literally.
On a flight. Like, again, we're going over what tour life is like.
Yes.
We get off a plane, get in a car, go to the hotel, hopefully eat something if we can, get glammed, leave to go straight to the venue,
yeah.
Do meet and greet, then have a moment in the an hour and a half in the green room to shit our pants, then get on stage, then freak out after we get off stage, yep. Then go back to the hotel, maybe have like a glass of wine or four to just like drown our sorrows if we're happy, if we're sad, or celebrate mm-hmm. with Prosecco if we were thrilled by it, then go to sleep, wake up, and do that all over again. And
we're staying at these gorgeous hotels too, Stassi. I mean, it's been the Ritz-Carlton Boston, the Ritz-Carlton Philadelphia, and now we're staying at the Jefferson in DC, superb, spectacular.
As
rooms.
Emily would say, gorgine.
Gorgine. And we get to
I
be
wanna
in
I want
to
bring that to Vanderpump Rules, by the way.
You
I want to start saying, that's gorgine. I just like it.
That feels like Kardashian, and I mean that as a compliment.
Yeah, totally.
Obviously.
Bible, I mean it as Bible. A compliment too. Bible.
But like, we get to spend all of what? 13 minutes in the hotel room?
Literally. So there's no point of even having these nice hotel rooms.
It's so sad.
It is.
it really is.
It is. That's why every time after the show, I'm like, I want you guys to come back to my hotel room so we can have some wine or something and appreciate this awesome hotel room, because we're very fucking fortunate. We aren't at the Motel 6. We are at beautiful hotels that have made it so personal.
Oh, and that's the other thing. They're embroidering robes for you guys. There's an OOTD, hashtag OOTD, at every single hotel we've been to.
Everyone.
So you hear that, other hotels?
I am Mariah Carey.
You are. It's great. You are a famous person. A doctor came to help Bo at the last place we were at, Philadelphia. And he...
Shout out to Bo. Hold on. Let's just
shout out to Bo.
Hold on. Shout out. I want to give a giant shout out to Bo, because when Bo and I first started dating, one of the things we bonded over, I guess this isn't really romantic, but it is something that made us feel extra comfortable with each other. I have psoriasis and I get it in weird spots. He has eczema. He gets it in weird spots. He gets it. So we like both understood like the self-consciousness
yes.
of having these skin problems. And it made us so much more comfortable with each other that it was like, oh, we're like exactly the same. Like, if you're a bird, I'm a bird. We're already two birds together.
That's so perfect. Yeah, same with me and my girlfriend. Like, we both have weight problems, which like, you know, it's just like crazy. No, that's like the worst thing in the world. I can't stop gaining weight. And she's like, I keep losing weight.
She can suck it.
She totally can suck it. When she posts that bikini photo.
I know.
And can. Taylor, and I were
Taylor is so hot.
Oh my God. Bikini photo.
I know.
I was enraged.
I can't remember the last time I posted a bikini photo.
And I wasn't enraged because like as a jealous girlfriend, I was like a jealous person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I totally get it.
I became her friend that moment. It was like, fuck you, bitch.
I get it. When Bo and I decide to have health kicks, we're like, okay, we're going to work out and eat healthy. He all of a sudden loses 7 pounds and I'm literally like 1 pound heavier.
Exactly.
Like, how does that even happen?
The struggle is real.
He's like, I think I'm getting these like V lines in my stomach right now. And I'm like, you can go fuck yourself.
Penis Vs, those are good.
I don't care about that. I've never once been one of those people that's like, do you have the Vs on your...
It's not necessary, Bo.
But still, shout out to Bo, because with his skin problems, I don't know what happened to him, but when he landed in Boston,
yeah,
he turned into the eczema Batman. We don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
It's looking good today, Bo. Like,
yeah, right now
great.
It's better, but his skin went crazy and it was painful for him. Like, it's been so painful for him, and ugh. Seeing his skin just like act up like that to the point where we had to call a doctor.
Yes, in Philly.
$700 doctor.
Yep, like your manicure when you were in New York that one time.
I don't want to ever talk about that again. Come to the hotel to give him a cortisone shot. And ugh. While it's eased his pain, it still hasn't helped the his face and his body. Like, you should see his chest and his back. It looks like it hurts, but he says he's not as much as in pain, but he's dealing with some major
help.
Shit and
help.
Has to go out on stage and feel confident and whatever. And that really sucks. Shout out to him, but not shout out to the doctor.
No, shout out to the doctor, because he proved how famous you really are. This guy came in.
He was so nice.
He was so nice.
He was so, so, so nice.
But he was not really your demographic.
Not at
He's a middle-aged, right? Like older middle-aged, like... straight doctor who's just a doctor, you know, wearing khakis, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
And he comes in.
I mean, not shout out to the doctor because Bo still has his problems right now.
Oh.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, he still has, like, his thing.
The
doctor was so fucking nice and so awesome and so great. And
wonderful.
Like, great personality. But just, like, his, I just feel bad that Bo is still not cured.
But
that's
he came
what I mean.
In and was kind of like, he was talking to, he like, he does a lot of concierge work with like other like acts. So he was like, oh, I work with big bands. I thought he said I work with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, Bruce Willis too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. And so he was like, oh, so what are you guys here for? And I heard Bo, he's like, a podcast. He's like, for what? And he was like, oh, you know, like this, that, and the other. And he was just like, oh, and I could tell he was like, oh, you're not a band? I deal with bands. But then... all of a sudden, he was like, well, I do know this one podcast that my friend listens to. This girl, Stassi, and hands down, legit, like, no, this Bible.
Is true
shit.
Story Bible.
And Bo's all, well, that's the one.
Taylor
that's
and I,
my fiance.
Taylor and I were hiding in the bathroom because I wanted to give Bo his medical privacy.
Yes. Yes. HIPAA violation.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I don't know. Like, when you're, it's like a vulnerable thing to talk yes. to a doctor, talk about everything that, whatever. So I'm like, I want to give him his privacy. I'm going to stay in the bathroom and Taylor and I will do our makeup in there.
I was doing my hair with anal beads.
Yes, for
literally.
Real. Literally.
My hair wand is anal
a
beads.
A curling iron that looks like anal beads. Ends up working well, which I'm going to get one, but.
It's amazing. It's idiot proof because I'm a total idiot.
The next time Bo acts up, I'm going to heat that thing up and shove it up his bum.
Now we know why he's having an allergic reaction. Okay. But, I mean, that was crazy. I mean, that was definitely, out of all the human beings in the world, for him to know you, like, you have a very wide net, my friend. That's my point. You're a star. You're J-Lo. Speaking of which.
J-Lo. let's just talk about J-Lo.
You
know what?
To.
Enough about the tour. And please. And you know what? If you haven't, this will be my last talk about the tour. It's been incredible. I left thrilled one night, left crying one night. I'm all over the place. We're all doing our best. We're figuring this out. This is the first time that I at least am on stage just like doing my own shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's been awesome. And if you haven't got tickets yet, there are like maybe two venues that haven't sold out. And I think that's like San Diego and Los Angeles at the Wiltern. So if you want to come see me, you can come to San Diego and or Los Angeles. And that is in December. Just go to StassiSchroeder.com/tour and you will see what tickets are actually still available. But
yeah.
Like enough
just
fucking
double,
tour talk because
but double check the locations. I'm just saying because you know, like,
you never know. Finding a scent like perfume is like a big deal. It's a lot of pressure because perfumes are so freaking expensive. Am I right? We have like all these magazines and stuff like that, or like we go to Sephora and then we like smell something and then you have to commit to something that is like over $100, and that's a pain in my freaking ass. That is why I love Scentbird, because you get to try out different scents in this like luxury fragrance subscription service. It's amazing. So basically you get to pick different scents that are sent to your door. You don't even need to leave your house. They literally arrive at your doorstep and they're in little portable bottles, like little spritzes, so that you can put them in your purse, take them out, spritz yourself whenever you feel like you're like, I'm not smelling so great. Try it out. So what these little bottles are, it's a month's worth of spritz. And that's what I think is so great. So if you don't want to commit to like having, you know, a $200 perfume for like a whole year, you get to join Scentbird and figure out the scents that you like. I like the Gucci. There's a Gucci one that I have that I really, really like. That's my favorite. And there's also a Tom Ford one that's amazing. And I alternate that and I just put them in my purse or put them in my airplane bag. And I feel like no matter what, I have something to spritz on me and I'm just not ready to commit to something that's so freaking expensive. And when you go to scentbird.com/Stassi, you will get 50% off your first month today. because this is a subscription service. That's amazing. So you literally can get any scent. It's almost like, and there's hundreds of scents, designer perfumes to choose from on this website. So you can go and switch it up and figure out what you like. So you get 50% off your first month when you go to scentbird.com/Stassi and use my code Stassi at the end. That's scentbird, scentbird.com/Stassi and use my promo code Stassi at the end for 50% off your first month. They also have cologne. So if you need your man to like start smelling good, you can do that too. For real. I want to do a moment of silence for fucking J-Lo.
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 She's a queen. Beyond.
Oh my God. Beyonce who?
Like literally.
What?
No, like for real. I know we're all obsessed with Beyonce and blah, 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 but like J-Lo really, she's the one, because Beyonce was like, not that J-Lo it was not gorgeous in the beginning, but like J-Lo's eyebrows were crazy when she was on A Living Color. Like crazy. She looked like Kim Kardashian.
I was four.
Well, I'm older than you and I remember. It was like, Kim Kardashian looked like Jafar to me.
Yeah.
When she was younger.
Totally get that.
And that was kind of like the J-Lo vibe. But J-Lo gives hope to all women who are going to age.
She's 50.
She's better now than she ever was.
She's hotter now. I have watched. So if anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, weird. That means you haven't been on Instagram at all.
Yeah.
Because it's literally, I can't scroll through Instagram without seeing this video of J-Lo. J-Lo walked in the Versace runway show in Milan today. Which, if you're listening to this, it was the other day. And she modeled, like, it wasn't the same dress, that same infamous jungle dress, but it was, like, an updated version of it, a hotter version of it.
Yep.
And I have never seen a woman look more hot, sexier, confident. It is so inspiring. I literally, like, my brain just got, like, you know how sometimes when, like, your head gets chills?
Yes.
Before the rest of your limbs do?
Yes.
I get chills in my brain. Like, my head gets chills thinking about J-Lo being such a fucking queen.
I know. My mom saw her with my Aunt Betsy. What's up, Aunt Betsy? And they sat, like, front row at, like, one of those, like, stadium tours. Like, the last one. The most recent one.
Yeah.
And my mom was, like, crying because my mom hates her cellulite so much. And she's like, but every woman has it. And she said J-Lo did not have one cellulite dimple on her perfect body. My mom was like, it really shook her to her female core.
She's a queen.
She is. But I mean, I think she like doesn't drink at all or gets to eat fun, yummy like pizza bread that we're about to eat right now and works out literally like crazy.
Okay. I think we should weigh the pros and cons of life right now.
Okay.
Look like J-Lo and not eat the pizza bread or drink or look like a beast and eat and drink those things. And I kind of feel like I want to turn sober and vegan.
No, please. You said this on the way here. I swear to God, Stassi, please don't do that.
J-Lo is so inspiring. I can't even
think
straight.
You would want to be like 100% sober and vegan?
If no. I knew that I would look like J-Lo, I think I could do it. Well, if I knew for a fact, if I knew, if I commit to soberness and veganism and working outishness, I will look like J-Lo.
But then what do you do for fun?
Talk shit about people.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you keep doing that, I'm on board. Ish.
I mean, that's the only other thing I can think of. And admire yourself.
Well, that's for sure.
So basically my fun shopping would be constantly admiring my J-Lo body.
Yes.
And talking shit.
And shopping in between to dress that gorgeous body.
Yeah. I would just run around naked. I'd be a flasher. I would want to have sex 24/7.
Right?
So I'd be like, how could you have not want to have sex with this bud?
She's with A-Rod, right?
I love them together. Don't even hate.
Okay, fine.
I think she's, you know what?
But did you ever hear that story about A-Rod?
I've heard about a lot
painting
of
painting of him being as what are they called? The half horse, half man?
I think it fits J-Lo so well. I think she met her. I've heard so many douchey stories about A-Rod.
So many.
But when I see them together, it reminds me of Jay-Z and Beyonce. Jay-Z backs down to Beyonce.
Okay.
A-Rod backs down to J-Lo. J-Lo is
the queen.
is the queen in that relationship. And I feel like they both are like, they have that energy of loving themselves so much.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Her, like, and A-Rod, but who?
Both. And I just feel like it mixes so well. It's like they both get each other. They have that same energy.
Yes.
That it's like they've also met each other later in life, so they know who they are.
They know what they want.
They both have children.
Yep.
It was just the perfect time for them to meet with the perfect energy, and I am so here for that relationship.
I wish she was with The Rock, but that's just because I fucking love The Rock.
Okay, well, I love The Rock too, but The Rock can't be with everyone we love, okay?
Okay, that's fine. That's fair.
The Rock is with a random.
He really is.
And
she's, you know, so what? Like, who good, are you?
Good for her.
You were the what with her, Em? Emily was in class with her in college.
Shut.
What was she like? Get on the microphone immediately.
Fuck up.
We're holding the microphones to Emily. She's running away.
What was she like in college?
Was she cool? Was she fun? Was she smart? Did she cheat off you?
Yeah.
Did she dress cool?
No.
Was she popular? Was she cool?
Yeah, I don't remember who was cool in college.
Was she tan? Did she get spray tans? Did she have good hair?
Did she have extensions? Tape ins or the little like dealy ones that, yes, like which type?
Did she wear a backpack or like
Emily,
a cool bag?
You could have been married to The Rock.
Seriously.
Missed,
oh my
opportunity.
God. Damn.
Wow.
I love him.
Fail. I could have been married to The Rock. You could have been married to The Rock. You're a lesbian, yeah, and you could have been married to The Rock because we totally know someone who knows someone who is married to The Rock.
Yes, exactly. That's how close we are. 2 degrees separation from The Rock.
Listen, uh-huh. The Rock got married in Hawaii when Bo and I were there with Katie and Tom.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was the same timing.
Why do you think we were there? Because we were at their wedding. We were invited.
You were?
We were there. There was just a no cell phones allowed thing. It was very, very private.
Very intimate. Speaking of weddings.
Yeah.
What's up, wedding girl?
I love that you're leading this podcast for me right now because I am.
Stassi, you have been working, you know, just a little bit. I mean, can we please talk about the podcast? I think it's so interesting. And I feel like a lot of people, first of all, don't forget, Boston, Philly, New York, and right now DC, all sold out. You know how many people and DMs I've been getting? I know Emma's been getting a ton too. Same with Bo. And I know you have been too. Like, tickets are out. Where are their tickets? Like, I feel like people who didn't get to come, getting to listen to this, it gives them a little bit of insight, you know? I think they want to hear about it.
Okay. So where do we go with
that?
Well,
you kind of like skipped over. So like talk about like, so night one was Boston. Why was it great? Night two was Philly and it was great, but it was different.
It was different. Okay. So I'm going to say Boston, I was so terrified for my first show. The first live show, I was so scared. We were all pissing our pants.
All of us.
Shaking, just so nervous. And then once we actually got through it, well, being on stage was fun. Yes. Doing it all was fun.
A blast. Before Barf City.
And then like once we did, we were up there, it was fantastic. And then like getting out of it and ending it, we were like so, it was so celebratory because we were like,
it was great.
We're the best. This is awesome. Oh my God. It was our first show and we pulled it together and it was fantastic. And I wouldn't take anything back. I wouldn't change a thing.
Not a thing.
And then the next show, I think because I had already done it, I got in my head and started being like very critical.
Yes.
Of what I was doing.
And sophomore slump is what they call it.
Well, that's what people were saying. Or meaning Gare Bear, yep. Gary, our tour manager, was saying, no, that's normal. So like, it's like you got through the first one and you felt like it was great. So then the second one, you're like, oh, wait, now I have to really dissect what I'm doing. And so I freaked out and I walked off stage and I'm like, I'm not okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not like mad at it. Like, I'm still happy with the entertainment, the content that I put out.
Well, and also just for the record, so Em's in the audience and she's a true, like she's a part of the team. She's like, and she's going to be giving you honest feedback. That's what she has to do. That's what she always does. Same with Gary. Gary's the exact same. And they both said the shows, Boston and Philly, were the exact same, like in terms of like delivery and energy. So like from audience perspective, it was the exact same show. From our perspective, we felt differently. And I was so before we started, so I haven't done like a tour like this ever and probably never will again. So please let me do this with you forever and ever and ever. But it's okay if you don't. I won't be mad at you.
I love you.
But I like I'll quit my job and just like come on tour with you for the rest of my life.
Please.
That's kind of how much I love it. I do. I mean, the traveling's brutal, but it's fun.
It is. It's so much fun. Oh, weird and fun.
You make me feel so special. I just fucking love it. Bougie AF tour. But I've like done live shows at comedy clubs and stuff before. Like when we hit the theater circuit, I'm totally out of my element because I've never experienced that before.
Okay, well, we haven't even done the theater circuit yet.
Right. But the comedy thing, like, I have a little bit of experience with. And I almost wanted to tell you when I went, because I flew up to LA for rehearsals and we were like writing the show and everything. And I wanted to say to you, Stas, you know, there's going to be insane highs on this, but there's going to be wicked low lows because it's just the nature of live shows. And everybody, I mean, even Gary told us last night, he works with like huge acts, like from like live podcasts, YouTube stars to like rock bands. Yeah. What am I, 75 rock bands?
Yeah, I don't even know what a rock band is. What is that? Like Kiss?
Yeah, I guess. But he said they'll put on the sickest show of their like entire career and they come off and they're like, fuck. So it is like a tortured artist perfectionist thing.
Right.
And so, and I want to be clear, like Philly, you were fucking awesome. We had the best time with you.
Oh no. Yeah. It's not about the city. It's just about now I'm thinking about, is this entertaining for people?
Right.
Is this the right thing to do? Is this the right amount of time?
Right.
Is this like, normally when I'm doing a podcast, like we are right now, I'm sitting here in a room alone and I don't have to think about anyone else. Like, I don't have to think that people have paid money to take the night off, get a babysitter,
yep,
or drive out, fly out, come and sit and spend money to be entertained by me. A podcast is fucking free.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's the pressure of it being great and making it worthwhile for everyone stressed me out so much last night that I like walked off stage and I was like, I was bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm like, you and Bo are great, but I was bullshit.
And
I was bullshit. I was bullshit.
No, and you so weren't. But today, going to the third show, how are we feeling?
Well, today's been the busiest day I've had thus far, so yeah. I haven't had a chance to be nervous yet.
Well, tell everyone what we did today. I think it was interesting. Can you talk about it? Or does she have to hold on that one thing she did on the phone today? Yeah, I love that.
I can talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no. Listen, we woke up.
Yep, we took your first train ever.
I took my first train in the U.S.
Okay.
Ever. I finally got to go number two.
On that train.
That's disgusting, if you really think about it. It's the grossest bathroom, and it's shaking back and forth. So, like, it's just uncomfortable. And
I honestly, like, I
had no poopery with me, so it was because it was unexpected that I had to actually like full on go to the restroom.
I can, that was so polite. What a lady you are saying go to the restroom. I can't even pee on the train. So the fact that you pooped is like, I mean, I don't know if I'm disgusted or like totally idolize you.
Idolize me.
I do actually.
Everyone knows I do not know how to cook. And it is also my wedding year. Or engagement year, whatever people out there call it. So I've been trying to be soups healthy. I'm trying not to go out to restaurants. I'm trying not to order in, but I don't know how to cook for myself. Yes, Bo cooks for me, but like I can only make him do that for so often. That is why I have been actually using Daily Harvest. And I'm going to be really honest right now. I used my own promo code the other day and ordered 24 freaking cups of Daily Harvest to be delivered to my door, which I got, and I have it all in my freezer. Let me explain what this is. So these are thoughtfully sourced, chef-crafted foods that is built on fruits and vegetables, and they're prepared in less than 5 minutes. There are, literally, if you go online, there's more than 65 different options. Like, they have smoothies you can make, so for breakfast or, like, things like that. And they also have harvest bowls. These are my favorite. So I ordered 24 harvest bowls because this is my favorite part of Daily Harvest because it's just so easy to make, and you have vegetables and everything that you need. And I just cook it in under 5 minutes. I put a lot of hot sauce on it or like add maybe some Parmesan cheese. And I'm like, this is a gourmet freaking meal. So if you're someone that doesn't have a lot of time to cook for yourself or cook for your family, or even if it's just a snack, not even a meal, Daily Harvest is what's up because there are these cups that are literally delivered to your door in an insulated box. You throw them in your freezer. And when you have time to just take out you know, something for 15 minutes. It cooks in under 5 minutes. So it takes zero time. And right now, if you go to dailyharvest.com and enter my promo code Stassi, you get $25 off your first box. So that's my promo code Stassi for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. I'm telling you, this shit is so healthy and it actually keeps you full. And I'm on a wedding diet, so this is my shit right now. I went back to my seat. I was sitting in the sun. I was like, what the fuck is life? Oh my God.
Yes.
This is my first train ride in America. We get to Washington, D.C. We had all of these brilliant plans. Like, Emily is obsessed with Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
And we wanted to be able to show her, what's that theater that he got killed in?
Ford.
The Ford Theater. We wanted to be able to show her that, maybe see the, you know, Lincoln Monument, like, you know.
We saw the White House on the way here.
Yeah, but that's not Abe.
Yeah, she that's has a Donald weird, Trump.
She has,
hey, Donald, what's going on?
She has a weird thing with Abe. She thinks in a past life she was either his cousin or niece, or I think probably him.
Or married to him, or definitely a mistress.
That's what it was. You were a mistress. She was a mistress. Yeah.
Because you like love him so much.
Yes.
Like, it's the way wives don't love husbands that much. Mistresses love their husbands that much.
You are a mistress. Yes. But it's, you know, like, and so we wanted to be able to show her that, but no, we got off the train, got in an Uber, got to the hotel, and all of a sudden it's like, hair's here. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean hair's here? I haven't taken a shower in 2 days. I need to do my makeup. I need to do what? I need to moisturize.
Unzip my bag.
I need to, unzip my bag. I quickly showered. I then, then had to do an interview.
Yes, which was fun as fuck.
About ranch dressing.
It was so hysterical.
For the New York Times.
And your life is fucking fabulous and fun.
So we had to schedule showering. Oh, New York Post. Sorry.
New York Post.
Sorry. New York Post. Sorry. I'm so used to being a New York Times bestseller that I just think everything that has New York in front of it is the New York Times. But the New York Post is doing an article on ranch dressing. So I had to do an interview for that. And I'm like, this is fucked. I just got off a train. I shit on a train. I got in an Uber. I came here. I have zero time. Do this interview. The hairstyle's here. What? I need a shower. Oh my God. Make him wait downstairs because I need to freaking shower. Then shower. Then get my hair done. And then I'm like, I can't get here in time. There's no fucking way. I need to do my makeup. Everything was a blur.
Okay, so today's been a little stressful. I will say, though, I watch and I'm like, this is so fabulous. Like, your life is very glam, girly girl.
That is not glam at all.
It feels glam from the outside looking in. I'm like, this is so fun.
That's not glam.
This is so fun.
You know what's glam? Enjoying your hotel room. Okay, laying back in your bed and being like, I think I'll put on a movie right now.
Yeah, but that's like for when you're in your 50s and 60s. You'll be like famous, retired, and just like enjoying the fruits of your labor. Okay, girl? Okay.
What if I die young?
You won't.
I want to enjoy the fruits of my labor. Nowsies.
Actually, we were talking earlier when I had an epiphany today. I said, when you are a celebrity, okay, you actually get to see what it's like to be dead before you die. Because being a famous person, I watched you today.
You did say
literally
this.
Like reading your obituary, but every single day and living in
you
it.
You need to explain that to people.
I don't know. That's all I got. I mean,
you,
it's
you
just
need
like,
to understand. Okay. So this is, I'll walk you into this one. We walked into our third hotel room today, and every single hotel that I have stayed at has been incredible.
Spectacular.
Shout out to the Ritz-Carlton in Boston. Shout out to the Ritz-Carlton in Philadelphia, because everywhere I go, they personalize it. I got Converse shoes that had my hashtag from dark to Clark, my wedding hashtag, with like a cemetery thing on it that said hashtag basic. Hashtag Mr. Clark. I like, there's they put OOTD signs everywhere.
Every
year. Make a special drink for me and have it waiting in my room. Like, it's, everything is so sweet in every hotel. Like, we walked into this hotel and they had Rams robes because Beau loves the Rams. They have little figurines of me. I sound like such a dick right now bragging about this.
No, but I said it's like, most people only get this adoration and celebration of their life and like all of the things that they loved and like all their little weird quirks at their funeral. You're living in it.
That's why I'm trying to explain why you said you're like, oh my God, being around you is like knowing what it's like to die.
Don't you love that?
Yes. I'm into it, but I still feel like a douche for bragging about it. But it's special.
I'm bragging for you.
No, but I'll brag about it. It's special and it's cool. And I feel very lucky that like people pay attention enough to give a shit enough to make every stay so special. I mean, that's amazing. It makes me feel like appreciated and like, oh my God. Like, and it's like we all deserve that appreciation.
Yeah.
We all deserve that in our hotel rooms. There's pictures of Refund and Luda in every hotel that we go to.
It's like, so sweet.
It's amazing. Like, it's wonderful.
It is.
I know what it's like to die.
So we've been so busy, busy, busy. So now that we're in the green room, you did your meet and greet, which is fabulous. And now we've got like this, what? We're doing the podcast, but we're getting into the zone.
So we have 1 hour left until we go on stage. So now is time for me to, all of us, to chill, get freaked out, go over things, and maybe have a snack if we can stomach it, and just whatever.
And then our final show of this tour, or this leg rather, is New York City, and it's at the Gramercy Theater. So it's going to be the biggest theater we've played like on this leg.
On this leg, yeah.
And it's also going to be, it's New York, you know? So like I have, thank you for the comps, by the way. You're a sweet, sweet baby angel.
You're so welcome. I didn't ask for one comp.
You're smart, because I realized, because my family's in Boston, so I had comps for Boston for my family. And now, of course, my girlfriend Taylor and her family, they're all like around the area, so they're going to come to New York. And like, I've realized that having your actual friends and family like in the audience makes it so much fucking scarier.
It is. It is scarier.
And also last night in
Philly. Last night, shout out to our agent at UTA, Joe.
Hey, Joe, we love you.
We love you so much. But you scared the shit out of us because we were like, fuck. Well, if we fuck this up, Joe's going to be like, yeah, you know what, UTA? I don't think we should rep them anymore. So that probably was another reason I was
think
like.
That's why we were both so in our head.
In our head. I'm like, oh my God. And New York's going to be even worse because there's going to be more of them there.
There's
going to
be like agents. There's going to be probably Bravo people.
I know. I don't want to talk about this.
Okay, fine.
Let's just wrap this up because I'm getting anxiety now. And now I'm starting to feel the heat and the fact that we're about to go on stage soon. And I'm going to vomit. So there's that.
Okay, but moral of the story to wrap it up, like in a nice little bow, okay? Bedazzled bow.
And a nice little bedazzled Bo Clark.
Yes. So far, what is your reaction to having said yes to being on this live podcast tour?
Oh God, I'm so happy.
So happy.
It's so fun. Even though last night I had a little mini meltdown, it was still so much fun.
I'm so fucking happy that you're saying that. I'm so happy that you're saying that.
Like, I'm loving it, and I'm loving meeting everyone.
Ugh.
Being able to meet people that have listened to my podcast and also people who know you, like, it's really cool. That's really cool.
What we were saying, we were joking the other day that our job is to be purveyors of joy. But, like, really, like, getting to, like, our job is to get to entertain people and, like, be a part of their lives. Like, there's no fucking greater honor than that. So,
yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. And come out to our live podcast, bitches. Yeah.
Just go to
StassiSchroeder.com/tour.
Yes.
See you guys next week if I'm still alive. Bye.